Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Several rebel-held cities this morning, but were reportedly pushed back by the opposition, who are armed with tanks, machine guns, and anti-aircraft guns. Joining us now from Libya's second-largest city, Benghazi, is BBC correspondent Kevin Connolly. Good morning. What's the latest, Kevin?
The latest from Benghazi is that the city remains under the control of anti-Gaddafi rebels. I mean, things have settled down to a degree of day-to-day normality, I guess you would say. You may be able to hear traffic running in the background on the big intersection just on the edge of Benghazi here, a very handsome Mediterranean port city. Things are a little chaotic. Downtown, there are a couple of abandoned tanks and a couple of abandoned anti-aircraft guns outside the burned-out courthouse, which is the headquarters of the rebel government. They're trying to get political life going here. They're trying to keep food supplies going. And crucially, they're also trying to find out what's happening in the rest of Libya. Libya is a vast country, maybe a little bigger than Texas, a lot of desert. It's very, very difficult to get news from one town to another. They're many hundreds of miles apart. The rebels believe their rebellion is spreading towards the capital, Tripoli, but a third of all Libyans live in Tripoli. And it is obvious to us, I think, from the events of the last 24 hours, that Colonel Gaddafi retains some degree of support and some degree of control there. So the balance of forces is very, very hard to assess.
Is it a sense there among the citizenry in Benghazi that another shoe is likely to drop? We've heard reports this morning of pro-Gaddafi forces massing along the Tunisian border, where a so-called Free Libya has been established in that territory.
There's a Free Libya here too. We're on the Egyptian side of the country. There's no sign anywhere of pro-Gaddafi forces here. The military, who lived in barracks right in the heart of Benghazi here, they have melted away. They left some of their weapons. They took others with them. No one really knows what is happening, I suppose, to those pro-Gaddafi forces. Have they gone to fight another day in some of the other towns, a couple of hundred miles away across the desert? Have they hung up their uniforms and gone home? It's very hard to get concrete information here. Libya is a place of rumours and whispers at the best of times, like any totalitarian country with no freedom of information. That tendency to whisper and rumour is intensified by the events of the last 2 weeks. So people are in a state of confusion, a state of fear, but the overwhelming mood from Benghazi, if you take one thing away from this morning, is the sense of exhilaration. People are talking about the sheer joy of being free.
Indeed.
And being able to speak your mind. So they're worried about the future. They're worried about what comes in the next few days, in the next few years. But it's extraordinary. I mean, I'm just talking to an old man downtown now with tears in his eyes telling me what it means just to feel free for the first time in his life.
BBC correspondent Kevin Connolly live from Benghazi in Libya, where people are embracing freedom but also worried about what the next steps are for pro-Gaddafi forces that are massing around the country. He reported there from the city of Benghazi, the second largest city in Libya. The U.S. government says it has seized $30 billion worth of Libyan assets worldwide. Meanwhile, in Yemen, there are these sounds this morning. Tens of thousands of people marching there in the capital of Sana'a, the largest protest to hit that country. And for the first time, the country's political opposition groups have joined the protests, calling on President Ali Saleh to step down.